Bodegar Community is located 100 kilometres southeast of Fitzroy Crossing. It's in the Great Sandy Desert of WA. It's a small community that was founded in 2000 by Claude Carter, built for himself, his wife Andrea, and their family. But things took a turn for the worst in January of 2017 when their home burnt down. A hard time for any family was made more difficult due to the remoteness of the location. But the community has been the perfect blank canvas for new innovative housing to be built in remote communities across the Northwest and the rest of Australia. And now you have the chance to contribute.
My name is Claude Carter. I'm from Bodegar Community. I'm a Gunayandi, and I'm building a ram dirt house on my community. My house got burnt down. It was a bit of a false in the box. And this Christian Hara came to me and told me they're going to build me a ram dirt house. And from there we started to build a ram dirt house with Christian and Hara.
My name's Christian Rod. I work for FISH, the Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health, and I'm the project manager out at the Bodegar project at the moment, where we're building this super adobe house. So the first thing we did when we went to Bodegar in about April last year, we sat down with the community, found out a little bit about them and how they live, what kind of things they'd be interested in a house. And at that stage, we really didn't have any idea what the design was going to be and what even necessarily what technique we were going to be using. But then we had a talk with the community about the basic design. We sat down with them and Hara spent a long time working through little, at first two-dimensional models and three-dimensional models, and we got a basic kind of concept.
My name is Hara. I come from Spain, and I'm here also working for FISH and Bodegar Community, and I'm the architect. Yeah, the first step in the process was just to first present to Claude and Andrea what kind of work we do, and ask them if they wanted to participate in it, because the way that we work is that we work together with the community, so we're just sharing what we know how to do, but we need the labor of everybody to come on board. They like the idea, and since then we have been working with them from the design until the building. Yeah, in terms of the organization of the space, that comes basically with the from the conversations with Claude and Andrea and how they use their spaces and what's important for them, because people don't live the same in different areas, so you wouldn't build this house in the city and you don't want to build a city house in the country. So for them it was really important, for example, to have an outside kitchen and an outside space that is under roof but has ventilation. For them it was also important, for example, to access the toilet and shower from the outside and not having to go through the house. And those are like particular points in the designs that come directly from the family that is going to use the house.
Claude Carter again.
Like the input in the house, like it really came from me and my wife, my another half. We, like Christian and Hara were saying earlier, but they came to us and they sit down with us and they seen how we live, how we go hunting, fishing, and how we still always doing a lot of cooking outside the house, outdoor cooking. And we sit down with Hara and we draw this plan up with Hara, and we had a look at the plan and we said, hey, this woman must have lived with us over 10 years, because how she even designed this house, it's the right one how we live today, you know. Like I got a outside the house, I got another kitchen. I got another fireplace on my veranda, a sitting down place. And like for my countryside, I'm bringing flat rocks into my house, representing my Ngoji side, my grandmother from my father's side, representing her country. So I'm bringing that into my house, me and my wife's house, and inside the house of the kitchen, my wife's gonna do her painting. She's recognizing painting, and I'm gonna do mine in the toilet, shower, and laundry. So my house, I'm bringing the country into my house. So then the track, my grandkids and my kids can appreciate what's really there and what I've been built for them, you know.
The Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health, or the FISH Foundation, is also looking for donations via a GoFundMe campaign to help fund the rebuilding of Claude's house. Christian Rod again.
The GoFundMe campaign is on the FISH Facebook page and website, I believe. The funds raised in this campaign, I think, are intended to be for the purchase of the remaining materials for the house, which would be the doors and door frames, windows, window frames, and the transport of the external roof structure as well, which hopefully will be arriving in the community next week, and we'll be putting that up before the wet season really kicks into gear and comes pelting down on and the rain comes pelting down on top of the building. But that's basically what that funding would go towards, material costs and transport. Yeah, so I also wanted to acknowledge some of the organisations that have provided support to this project as well, through donations to FISH or the cooperations that we've got with FISH. In particular, Marawarawa, who's provided a lot of support through some funding as well as linking in this project through the CDP program, as well as through the housing team at Marawarawa, and the huge amount of help that they have given us through Fongi's team, the big machinery, helping with the excavation, the foundations, the earth moving, all that kind of stuff. So that's been really important to us. Also, funding through the Bendat Family Foundation, amount of funding through Newcrest Mining as well, some assistance from Stratco for our roofing materials.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the same people what Christian said, but I'd like to triple it and double it, and I'd like to say thank you for helping us and supporting us.